KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials in Rhode Island are trying to determine what caused a blast this morning that knocked a Narragansett beachgoer to the ground. The director of Rhode Island's Department of Environmental Management, Larry Morajan, says investigators don't know if someone set off an explosive or if the blast was from natural or accidental causes.
There appears to have been some ground disturbance there. There are fractures in this wet sand, the gaps that occur, something like you would see when lightning hits a beach. There's definitely something that happened there.
Salty Brine Beach was evacuated after witnesses reported a possible explosion that knocked a woman into a rock wall. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump says his comments about immigration have become a movement and has pointed to violence perpetrated by immigrants in the U.S. illegally to defend his position. At a rally in Phoenix, he introduced a man whose son was killed by a man who was in the country illegally.
His son should be here with us. I mean, his son should be alive. And he should be in one of the great colleges. And he should be maybe someday in the NFL. But he won't be because an illegal immigrant shot him.
Earlier, Trump spoke to thousands of supporters in Las Vegas. One of his rivals for the GOP presidential nomination, Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio, was also campaigning today. In a speech in Nevada, he called Russian President Vladimir Putin a criminal. Dozens of whales are frolicking off Northern California's coast in a feast for the eyes that has also prompted federal officials to issue a boating warning. Here is part of one from officials at the Oceanic Society.
Passengers saw about 50 humpback whales and observed feeding and traveling behaviors. Passengers saw.
This is AP Radio News. Harper Lee's new novel offers an unexpected and startling take on an American literary hero. AP correspondent Violet Ekonomova has more.
In Go Set a Watchman, Atticus, the lawyer who famously defended a black man, is hostile to the growing civil rights movement. Watchmen is set in the 1950s, two decades after Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. In one dramatic exchange, Atticus tells his now adult daughter, Scout, that blacks are too backward to share in the responsibilities of citizenship. Watchmen was actually written before Mockingbird, but Lee's editor liked the flashbacks of Scout's childhood and persuaded Lee to write the novel that went on to become a classic. Watchmen will be published Tuesday. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
Actress Lily James is transformed from a princess to a zombie slayer. The star of Cinderella was at Comic-Con today in San Diego, showing off footage of her latest movie, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. I'm Carlotta Bradley.